Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to God's house this morning. Well, Jesus said, go make disciples of all the nations and baptize them and teach them. And that's what our church has been doing for almost 150 years now, our church and our school. So today we wanted to talk about missions. Missions. Have you ever been on a mission before? Have you? Okay. Can tell you what, before we go there, can you think of some of the most important missions that ever took place in the history of our country? Can you think of any missions that took place? Yeah, can you? I'm sorry, to the moon. Ah, so nice that you brought that up, because it just so happens that I have that too, right here. Look at that. We think alike. Great minds think alike, don't they? All right. Yeah, the mission to the moon. This was Apollo 11. It blasted off in July of 1969. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? 1969. And when they got to the moon, Neil Armstrong stepped onto the moon, the very first man ever on the moon, right? Have you ever seen pictures of that before?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen? Have you? When he said, okay, good. That was an important mission, wasn't it? I thought of some other important missions that that have been in the history of our country. Does anyone recognize what this mission might be? That was the mission of two men named Lewis and... Lewis and Clark. Very good. You've heard about Lewis and Clark, right? In 1803... the United States bought a huge piece of land from France. We called it the Louisiana Purchase. And so in 1804, the next year, through 1806, these two men, Lewis and Clark, set out in boats and canoes up the Missouri River, all the way out to the Pacific Ocean, over the mountains, on the journey that we call the Lewis and Clark Expedition. What a mission they went on. Would you have liked to be on that mission?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Or I thought of another mission, too. Does anyone even farther back in history? Yeah? Christopher Columbus. Yeah, exactly. Christopher Columbus set sail on three ships with his people. Anyone remember the name of the three ships? Do you?
The
Mayflower was a different ship. That was the Pilgrims. This is Christopher Columbus. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, right? And they set out on a mission to find a way to get to India so they could trade with India more easily. But instead of finding India, where did they land? They landed on the shores of the Americas. And from the European perspective, they discovered America for the first time, right? The land that would eventually be our home, okay? Well, those are some important missions, would you say? Would you say those are important missions, huh? But you know what the most important mission ever was? Do you know?
Yeah,
you're right, exactly right. When God sent His Son, Jesus, from heaven to earth to be our Savior. That mission was announced by the angels, wasn't it? Unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And then that mission was kicked off by John the Baptist. John pointed at Jesus and said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And all during his life, Jesus was on a mission to obey God perfectly for us, because we don't obey him perfectly. And then he died on the cross. And what did he say about his mission on the cross? He said, it is finished. It is finished. The mission is done. The mission is accomplished. Jesus died for our sins. We are forgiven. We have a place with Him forever. And He gives us the strength to be His children. So, during your lifetime, you're going to go on a lot of missions, aren't you? You're going to go on a mission sometimes maybe to get some groceries. You ever been on a mission to get groceries? Have you? Okay. You ever been on a mission to help fill up the car with gas? Okay. Ever been on a mission like that? And maybe you'll go on a mission someday to take somebody to the doctor. All right? Missions like that. Maybe someday one of you is going to be part of a really, really big and exciting mission. Like, who would like to go to Mars? Huh? You think you... No? Don't think you'd be like to be a... Some of you maybe like to be a part of a mission like that, right? How many of you would like to go on a mission to the deepest parts of the oceans and see all the creatures down there, huh? Would you like that? Okay. All right. Well, whatever mission you go on, whether it's just a mission to get groceries or it's a mission to Mars, let every mission remind you of the most important mission of all. When Jesus came to this earth on a mission to save us. Mission accomplished. Let's pray, all right? And you can pray right after me. You can join me. You can repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For completing the greatest mission ever.
You're
the greatest mission ever. And for saving us from our sins. And for saving us from our sins. Thank you for missionaries.
Thank you for missionaries.
Who share your mission. Help me to share that mission with others. Need to share that mission with others. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God be with you. Thanks for coming up today.